Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
About it, Bucks fans. What a game we had there tonight for the Milwaukee Bucks as the Bucks get a big victory tonight ahead of their West Coast trip. And I'll tell you this much, as a Bucks fan, it's hard not to be excited right now if you are the Bucks, because this team was not playing well. Heading into the All-Star break, 3-7 under Doc Rivers, and this team is able to bounce back and come up big, and still undefeated, 6-game winning streak now, as they get ready for a West Coast trip. And it feels good to be back on the air on the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops post-game show. If you guys want to dial it up and chat with me tonight, you can do so, 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. And looking forward to taking your calls today, as well as tweeting at us at 1250 AM The Fan as well. And again, Damian Lillard was the guy that was going to have to step up tonight and do something for the Milwaukee Bucks. And he did do just that. 41 points in 42 minutes, 12 of 22 from the field, 4 of 9 from 3, 4 boards, 4 assists on the night to go along with 41 points. I mean, you want to talk about doing something big time. That is exactly what happened tonight for Damian Lillard. And again, Damian Lillard, you know, he's been under fire by Bucks fans, maybe not as much me. You know, Nathan Marzion and myself, we do the Green and Growing podcast. If you haven't checked it out, make sure to do that. It's on your Odyssey app, or if you download your favorite podcast app, we do it a couple times a week. And we've talked about Damian Lillard's struggles, maybe not being the Damian Lillard that we all thought he was going to be when he took over as the starting point guard for the Bucks after they made the trade for Damian Lillard and parted ways with Jrue Holiday. But since the All-Star game itself, it feels like this team is starting to get to a little bit different level. You know, earlier in this game on social media, I'm watching everybody react to what's going on. And it's a lot of the same thing of, well, nobody can score on this basketball team. They're not going to win. Without Giannis, they'll never win the basketball game. All they have is Damian Lillard. Well, guess what? Other people did step up at the end of the day. Bobby Portis stepped up at the end of the day and had a nice night for him down the stretch. AJ Green, who had been struggling, he hit a big three down the stretch in this basketball game as well. This is what you're looking for when you are the Milwaukee Bucks? Role players to step up and do something big in big moments. When you can beat a Clippers team. Now, again, I understand the Clippers, right? They're without Russell Westbrook, who has a broken hand and was undergoing surgery. The Milwaukee Bucks were without Giannis, arguably the best player in the NBA. The Milwaukee Bucks were without Chris Middleton, and have been without Chris Middleton for some time. And I saw a report, I believe it was on ESPN, prior to the game, of a guy that they had down there at the game, and I'm sorry, I don't remember the guy's name. But he said that there was still some swelling in that ankle for Chris Middleton. Well, that's not good. Because you definitely need Chris Middleton to be ready to roll by the time you get to the playoffs. So if that means him sitting out the West Coast trip next, then that's what it means. Giannis, he's there warming up before the game, and you see him kind of grab for that Achilles. And they're saying it's Achilles tendonitis. Again, I understand that seeding is important to a degree, right? Because maybe you don't want to face Boston to the conference championship. I don't really care about it myself, but some fans do. And I understand that. And I don't know if the players care. A lot of times the players don't care. But if resting Giannis for this West Coast trip is the way to make sure Giannis is healthy and not pushing it, then let him just stay home. Just let him stay in Milwaukee, hang out with his kids. He doesn't even have to get on a flight to go play in Golden State. There is no need for that whatsoever. There is no reason to push it. Because if something happens to that Achilles, there goes the Bucks season. Now, I know they won tonight. Okay, this is one game. You're talking about having to win series after series after series in the playoffs. Are they going to be able to do that? That's the one thing we don't know. But if they are going to win games in the playoffs, and if, you know, Giannis is in foul trouble or Milton can't play, you know, this guy right here has to be the reason why.
Two possession game. Dame off the screen. In the paint. Oh, count it. Body bucket and one. Here comes Dame.
Back and forth, back and forth. You just got to love it. Dame is leading the way for this team. He's answering every time they hit a big shot. He's got to like that look in his eye. His face doesn't change very much. He's got that calm always in his eye, but look at the intensity. He's pumped up. He's feeling good, and he should be. He's leading this team. I like it.
I like it as well. That is a big-time deal there for Dame Lillard. Again, shot after shot after shot for Dame Lillard tonight as the Bucks get the victory, extend their winning streak. And now the first call on the Pottawatomie Sportsbook post-game show. Let's go to Ron in Whitefish Bay. You're first up on 1250 AM The Fan. What's up, Ron?
Good evening, sir. Well, long time. Welcome back.
Thanks a lot.
A few things. I knew Doc was a good defensive coach because, after all, he's the one who got Ray Allen to try to play defense, right?
Sure.
So, looking at the team, even before when they were losing before the All-Star break, you can see that they were getting better defensively. But I said this, just looking at the team, when they're healthy, I think them and Boston are the two best teams in the East, and I think they'll end up in the conference finals, and then we'll see what happens. But to me, the biggest difference is just the tenaciousness of the defense, the getting the loose balls, things they weren't doing early in the season. And I think that, not only Bobby's attitude, but I think Pat Beverly has been a big difference just on the attitude of the whole team. That they're playing with a chip on each other. I just liked that last Chicago game. I just loved how nasty they played.
You know, Ron, the one thing about that is, and I'll let you finish talking here in a second, but the one thing about Patrick Beverly is when Patrick Beverly's on another team, you can't stand Patrick Beverly. Really, don't like Patrick Beverly, right? I know I've never liked Patrick Beverly in my entire life on this planet. And then he comes to the Bucks, and I remember telling Nathan Marzian, okay, he's here, but that doesn't mean I'm going to like him. But he has brought a different tenacity with it. And Bobby Portis is another one. And I saw an article the other day talking about how the Bucks have two of the guys in the league that are kings of getting underneath the other team's skin by the antics that they do on the floor and kind of getting into the other players' heads. And I think you see it night in and night out from Pat Beverly when he's on the floor, and he was doing it again tonight.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
He absolutely was. And I think this game shows also that when Dame doesn't defer to Giannis, which, you know, I kind of don't blame him for doing that, but, you know, he could still score 30-40 a night and dominate a game. I just think that Dame sometimes just gets a little bit too, you know, differential to Giannis, and that's just my opinion.
I think you're absolutely 100% correct. Thanks for the call. I agree 100% that he does defer quite a bit. I think he's getting better at it, though, right? I mean, I think we should add that. I think he is getting better at not doing that as much since the All-Star break. And as we've talked about before, you know, they've had conversations at the All-Star break. Dame, Giannis, Doc Rivers, the coaching staff, they were all there together. And I really thought going in, because there was some talk of, oh, this is going to be great for everybody. I wasn't buying it. Like, come on. I mean, what really is going to get solved or fixed when you're around all these other NBA all-stars and you're going to the parties and you're doing everything else? How much is really going to, are you really going to take out of that? But it appears it's a lot got taken out of that. You know, since Doc got here, they want to work more of that two-man game with Giannis and Dame. And you're seeing that in spurts throughout, and I think it's starting to get better little by little. But the biggest thing that's changed, and, you know, it's not a secret, is the fact that their defense is so much better than it was. And they're playing at a much different level. I mean, guys know where they're supposed to be. You know, when they make rotations and guys are dropping off one and taking another, everybody knows where they're going. I mean, it looks like an NBA-style defense. It did not look like that, with all due respect, when Adrian Griffin was here. When Adrian Griffin was the head coach, it was a lot of running around their hair on fire, hoping you were going to the right guy. And it really felt like guys didn't know what they were doing. And then you read the piece by Eric Name in The Athletic shortly after all this goes down, and you see stories of Giannis drawing up plays and running practices and drills and all this other stuff. That's ridiculous. Like, that should not happen. That's why you have a head coach and a coaching staff. That's what their job is to do. When you see Giannis saying things like, oh, I can sleep better at night now because Doc Rivers is here and I know he knows what he's doing. I mean, goodness gracious. That was crazy. And if you want to talk about who's the MVP of the NBA and who's that guy, tell me another player in the league that was doing what Giannis was doing for the first half of the basketball season and had their team as a number two seed. Who was doing all that nonsense in the first half of the NBA season? Nobody. Nobody. LeBron's not doing that in LA, even though LeBron's a control freak. He's not doing all that. Not running drills and setting up practices and all that stuff that apparently Giannis was doing. So you want to start having conversations about who's the MVP of the league? Is it Joker? Is it this guy or that guy? I don't know. I mean, to me, if you put everything together, Giannis has to be that guy again. Now, they're not going to catch Boston for the number one seed. I know that. You know that's not going to happen. We both know that. Which means it's going to be very hard probably for Giannis to win MVP at the end of the day. And if he has to miss, significant time here, because I believe tonight was only the third game he's missed all season. In the era of everybody's got to rest, right? Everybody's got to make sure they feel physically 100% right on the money before they go out there and play. This isn't the 90s anymore. So for Giannis, a face of the league, a superstar, to have only missed his third game this far in says a lot about the dude. So now if he does have to miss a few games because of this Achilles tendonitis that flared up and was on TV, you saw it on WMLW, which, by the way, I love having games on WMLW, over-the-air TV. Love, love, love. Wish the Brewers would do the same thing. I'd love to have the full slate of games on WMLW, to be honest with you, and just completely get off of, DirecTV and satellite and cable and all that stuff. Just over-the-air broadcasts going forward. I was seeing people on social media saying that they were like using their rabbit ears and plugging in their old antennas that they used to have for their TVs, and they were able to get it in. It's just, you get to so many more people. That's a story for another day, though. We'll get to that another night. But my point on this Bucks team is, and Giannis, they overcame all of that in the first half and still were sitting at the two seed. Then you go through a coaching transition with Doc Rivers. And I'm going to be honest. I didn't want Doc Rivers. I don't know how many of you wanted Doc Rivers. But the Bucks clearly were in panic mode, and he was the best available outside of Mike Budenholzer. So they hired Doc Rivers. Now, when that hire got made, my thought was, yeah, they're going to look good going into the playoffs. This will be a better basketball team than they are now. There'll be some bumps in the road, but they'll figure it out. And they're going to be playing much, much better basketball going into the playoffs. And as of right now, it looks like that is exactly what is occurring. They look like one of the better teams in the NBA. They beat a team in the Clippers as giving me one of the top seeds out west. And they beat them with Harden, with George, and with Kawhi. It wasn't like they were missing two of their star players and it was one star versus the other star. That's not what happened tonight. That's not what happened. They had three of their star players, three of their four. You had one of your three, and you still won. Now, I know. There's some of the, but Spark, they're on a back-to-back. They just played against Minnesota last night. Of course, they were tired. It's going to happen. Sure, fine. Could very well be. Okay. Either way, to me, as a Bucks fan, and that's what I am, I'm not some person on the radio, I'm going to be neutral. I'm not going to be neutral. I'm a damn Bucks fan. Those of you that have listened to me your whole life know that's how this works. To me, as a Bucks fan, that here, what I saw tonight, that was damn impressive. You're not going to throw cold water on me and give me some reason why it wasn't impressive or anything else. That was impressive. And you should be excited and happy about what you saw. Even if Giannis maybe doesn't play on this West Coast trip coming up starting on Wednesday night. By the way, Potawatomi Sportsbook, Pro Hoops postgame show back on the air Wednesday night, late night, middle of the night, right here with you after Bucks and Golden State. So you make sure to tune in for that one. All right, I got to get some of your calls. I've been ranting forever. So dial it up now, 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. We'll go inside the box score, get some of your calls. Coming up next here on the Pottawatomie Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show on 1250 AM, The Fan. Welcome back. Another win for the Milwaukee Bucks as their winning streak continues, 113-106.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
He absolutely was. And I think this game shows also that when Dame doesn't defer to Giannis, which, you know, I kind of don't blame him for doing that, but, you know, he could still score 30-40 night and dominate a game. I just think that Dame sometimes just gets a little bit too, you know, differential to Giannis, and that's just my opinion.
I think you're absolutely 100% correct. Thanks for the call. I agree 100% that he does defer quite a bit. I think he's getting better at it, though, right? I mean, I think we should add that. I think he is getting better at not doing that as much since the All-Star break. And as we've talked about before, you know, they've had conversations at the All-Star break. Dame, Giannis, Doc Rivers, the coaching staff, they were all there together. And I really thought going in, because there was some talk of, oh, this is going to be great for everybody. I wasn't buying it. Like, come on. I mean, what really is going to get solved or fixed when you're around all these other NBA all-stars and you're going to the parties and you're doing everything else? How much is really going to, are you really going to take out of that? But it appears it's a lot got taken out of that. You know, since Doc got here, they want to work more of that two-man game with Giannis and Dame. And you're seeing that in spurts throughout, and I think it's starting to get better little by little. But the biggest thing that's changed, and, you know, it's not a secret, is the fact that their defense is so much better than it was. And they're playing at a much different level. I mean, guys know where they're supposed to be. You know, when they make rotations and guys are dropping off one and taking another, everybody knows where they're going. I mean, it looks like an NBA-style defense. It did not look like that, with all due respect, when Adrian Griffin was here. When Adrian Griffin was the head coach, it was a lot of running around with their hair on fire, hoping you were going to the right guy. And it really felt like guys didn't know what they were doing. And then you read the piece by Eric Nehmen, The Athletic, shortly after all this goes down, and you see stories of Giannis drawing up plays and running practices and drills and all this other stuff. That's ridiculous. Like, that should not happen. That's why you have a head coach and a coaching staff. That's what their job is to do. When you see Giannis saying things like, oh, I can sleep better at night now because Doc Rivers is here and I know he knows what he's doing. I mean, goodness gracious. That was crazy. And if you want to talk about who's the MVP of the NBA and who's that guy, tell me another player in the league that was doing what Giannis was doing for the first half of the basketball season and had their team as a number two seed. Who was doing all that nonsense in the first half of the NBA season? Nobody. Nobody. LeBron's not doing that in LA, even though LeBron's a control freak. He's not doing all that. Not running drills and setting up practices and all that stuff that apparently Giannis was doing. So you want to start having conversations about who's the MVP of the league? Is it Joker? Is this guy or that guy? I don't know. I mean, to me, if you put everything together, Giannis has to be that guy again. Now, they're not going to catch Boston for the number one seed. I know that. You know that's not going to happen. We both know that. Which means it's going to be very hard probably for Giannis to win MVP at the end of the day. And if he has to miss, you know, significant time here, because I believe tonight was only the third game he's missed all season. In the era of everybody's got to rest, right? Everybody's got to make sure they feel physically 100% right on the money before they go out there and play. This isn't the 90s anymore. So for Giannis, a face of the league, a superstar, to have only missed his third game this far in says a lot about the dude. So now, if he does have to miss a few games because of this Achilles tendonitis that flared up and was on TV, you saw it on WMLW, which, by the way, I love having games on WMLW, over-the-air TV. Love, love, love. Wish the Brewers would do the same thing. I'd love to have the full slate of games on WMLW, to be honest with you, and just completely get off of, DirecTV and satellite and cable and all that stuff. Just over-the-air broadcasts going forward. I was seeing people on social media saying that they were like using their rabbit ears and plugging in their old antennas that they used to have for their TVs, and they were able to get it in. It's just, you get to so many more people. That's a story for another day, though. We'll get to that another night. But my point on this Bucks team is, and Giannis, they overcame all of that in the first half and still were sitting at the two seed. Then you go through a coaching transition with Doc Rivers. And I'm going to be honest. I didn't want Doc Rivers. I don't know how many of you wanted Doc Rivers. But the Bucks clearly were in panic mode, and he was the best available outside of Mike Budenholzer. So they hired Doc Rivers. Now, when that hire got made, my thought was, yeah, they're going to look good going into the playoffs. This will be a better basketball team than they are now. There'll be some bumps in the road, but they'll figure it out. And they're going to be playing much, much better basketball going into the playoffs. And as of right now, it looks like that is exactly what is occurring. They look like one of the better teams in the NBA. They beat a team in the Clippers as giving one of the top seeds out west. And they beat them with Harden, with George, and with Kawhi. It wasn't like they were missing two of their star players and it was one star versus the other star. That's not what happened tonight. That's not what happened. They had three of their star players, three of their four. You had one of your three, and you still won. Now, I know. There's some of the, but Spark, they're on a back-to-back. They just played against Minnesota last night. Of course, they were tired. It's going to happen. Sure, fine. Could very well be. Okay. Either way, to me, as a Bucks fan, and that's what I am, I'm not some person on the radio, I'm going to be neutral. I'm not going to be neutral. I'm a damn Bucks fan. Those of you that have listened to me your whole life know that's how this works. To me, as a Bucks fan, that here, what I saw tonight, that was damn impressive. You're not going to throw cold water on me and give me some reason why it wasn't impressive or anything else. That was impressive. And you should be excited and happy about what you saw. Even if Giannis maybe doesn't play on this West Coast trip coming up starting on Wednesday night. By the way, Potawatomi Sportsbook, Pro Hoops postgame show back on the air Wednesday night, late night, middle of the night, right here with you after Bucks and Golden State. So you make sure to tune in for that one. All right. I got to get some of your calls. I've been ranting forever. So dial it up now, 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. We'll go inside the box score, get some of your calls coming up next here on the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show on 1250 AM, The Fan. Welcome back. Another win for the Milwaukee Bucks as their winning streak continues. 113-106 Bucks over the LA Clippers tonight. And baby, it was all about Dame Lillard tonight, right? 42 minutes, 12-22 from the floor, 4-9 from three, 41 points, 4 boards, 4 assists for Dame Lillard. Pat Bev, he gets the start. Because, again, no Giannis tonight. They go small with 3 guards along with Crowder and Brook Lopez. He hits 12 points, 9 boards, couple of assists, poked a couple balls away, 4 of 10 from the field, 3 of 7 from three-point range. Brook Lopez plays 31 minutes. He hits 6 boards, 6 points on the night, 3 assists as well. And then Jay Crowder, 18 minutes with 3 points for him. Off the bench, Gallinari gets his first bucket as a Milwaukee Buck. To this point, he had just been pretty much getting in some calisthenics during games. Bobby Portis with a big night, 30 minutes, 12 of 18 from the floor, 2 of 4 from 3, 28 points, 16 rebounds, and 2 assists. We got to name an MVP in this thing coming up a little bit later. Now, who that's going to be, it'll be a tight race between Lillard and Bobby Portis, it looks like. A.J. Green hit a couple of threes on the night, 6 points, couple of boards, 3 assists in 22 minutes. Pat Connaughton, 8 points in 17 minutes. Bucks shoot 47%. To the Clippers, 44%. And it was funny, after the first quarter, I tweeted out, or towards the end of the first quarter, hey, Clippers are shooting 61%. Do we really think this is going to last for 4 quarters? And some of you said yes. I mean, I wasn't buying it, but some of you thought so. Shooting the 3 ball, 38.5%, 15 of 39 for the Bucks, 16 of 40 for the Clippers, good for 40%. Bucks out-rebound the Clippers, 46-38. And that's something else that wasn't happening under Adrian Griffin. And I don't want to pick on Adrian Griffin this whole show, but I haven't been on the radio for this entire time, so I've got to kind of get some of the stuff out, I guess you could say. But they were getting out-rebounded when Adrian Griffin was the head coach. That should not happen. It should not happen. You have Brook Lopez, you have Giannis, you have Bobby Portis. Should not be getting out-rebounded on a night-in, night-out basis. Since Doc Rivers took over, things have changed, and I'm very happy for that. All right, back out to the phones we go here. 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. Dick in Port Washington, you're up next here on the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show on 1250 AM The Fan. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, I'm 73. I've never been able to say this, so just give me a chance here. First-time listener, first-time caller. I've never done that in 73 years. So
I love it.
I'm glad we have another show to talk after the Bucks games. 6 weeks ago on the other show, I said it was time to get rid of Griffin, and I defended him early on. You could just tell he was in over his head. And I said they should get Doc. And I know a lot of people thought, oh, God, he lost everything. But it's coming to fruition. And I like the way he talks. You know, we want to win games, but the important thing is how we're playing in the April, beginning of May. Now, a couple of things I want to ask you about. Someone's got to tell Dame that driving to the hoop does not necessarily going to give you free throws. They've changed that rule. It used to be all you got to do is go and get slapped, push a little slap in the back, you're getting it. He's giving up a lot of plays from the outside that I think we need to have going down. He can't keep driving to the hole and keep thinking he's going to get a foul shot. This is a big victory. I think we're definitely heading in the right direction. But I totally agree with you. I don't think Giannis should play against Golden State. For one thing, they're going to come out big time. They lost 50 points, embarrassed as hell. They're going to want to win, okay? Maybe play him against L.A., but you're going to lose to Golden State come Wednesday. It's just going to happen. What do you think?
I don't necessarily disagree with you. Thanks for the call. I don't disagree from that fact that, you know, maybe they will lose with Dame Lillard and the rest of this crew if Giannis doesn't play. Golden State's kind of been Jekyll and Hyde a little bit. You know, Kuminga plays well. Golden State can hang in there. Draymond Green has been a big, big factor for those guys this year. And when he's playing and on the floor and being Draymond Green, that tends to help them quite a bit, obviously. But for me, when you look at this road trip, regardless if you think they're going to win or not, you just have to think of big picture stuff. That's what it has to come down to. It has to come down to everybody being healthy for the postseason. These are West Coast teams. This is not going to affect, I mean, yes, win losses affect, sure. But as far as tiebreakers and stuff, none of this stuff is going to matter. So if he doesn't play, again, it shouldn't be that big of a deal. Now, will he want to play? Yes, he'll absolutely want to play. No question. If you tell him, Giannis, we're going to leave you back on this trip, buddy. Hang out with your kids, hang out with your girl, and we'll see you when we come back. He's going to lose his mind. I mean, there's a nationally televised game on Sunday, right? So he wants to be in there. He doesn't want to miss a game against the Suns and Durant on national TV and all that stuff. I'm sure he wants to play. But for the betterment of this organization and this team for the playoffs, you don't mess around with Achilles. You do not do that. You take care of that as much as humanly possible. So, yes, I wouldn't play him. I'm not going to play him. I'd leave him at home. I wouldn't even bring him on the West Coast trip. That doesn't even give him the opportunity to try and lobby his way out onto the roster. That's how I look at it. Hey, and again, thanks to Potawatomi for being a great sponsor and the title sponsor and allowing us to have this show to come back on the air here on 1250 AM. The Fan. Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee is about to change what it means to bet big and bet bold with a huge video wall, seating for over 200, an expanded food menu, and more. The new Potawatomi Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. The state-of-the-art venue opens up this May, and I, for one, can't wait to get there and be there. And who knows, maybe one day we'll get to do a show there, radio show. I can meet some of you people. You know, I haven't been out and about with the radio show in quite some time. So hopefully we'll be able to get to do that here at some point in the future as well as we're bringing this bad boy back. Bucks win 113-106 over the LA Clippers. If you want to hop aboard, 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. My guy Q, long time no talk. Q, what's going on, my friend?
Sparky, welcome back. It is amazing to have you back on the airwaves. I have to say, if you haven't been to Pato since they remodeled the second floor, it's so cool. It's better than most Las Vegas casinos at this point. So that's really cool that you added that sponsor.
I'm super excited about it for sure. But when this actual Vegas-like sports book, or maybe better than a Vegas-like sports book, opens up, I think it's going to blow everyone's mind.
I can't wait to check it out. Amazing game tonight. I was in attendance. In the fourth quarter, the crowd got wild. It was like a playoff atmosphere. It was, I think they called it Noche Latina night. And let me tell you, the Latina folks brought the energy. They willed this team to a win. I know you've been hating on Griff a little bit. I think this team is very resilient because of him. His poor coaching style left us in the deficit in the second half, and often when he was our coach. And I think we're not scared. We could be down 20 in the second half, and this team will always think they can win. So I give some little credit to Griff tonight because this team's resilient because of him. But my player of the game, my MVP ball goes to Bobby Portis. All of Bucks Twitter wanted this man traded, and I kept saying at some point Giannis is going to get hurt and we're going to need Bobby Portis
hold on. You don't say that on the radio, man. What is your problem? I know I haven't been on in a while. You don't come on the radio and start talking about your best player. He's going to get hurt. Q, apologize to the people.
I'm not saying he's going to get hurt. I'm just saying historically, Giannis misses time occasionally during the season, and Bobby Portis is the sponge for rebounds for this team. Nobody else rebounds when Giannis is out. Look at the box score tonight. I don't think Lopez even got 3 rebounds.
Well, rebounds isn't a thing for Brook Lopez at the end of the day. I mean, that was never a thing for Brook Lopez. He got 6 rebounds. He actually got double that what you thought he got.
All right. Well, I'm just saying, when Giannis is out, Lopez should be getting that double-double. And if Bobby Portis wasn't on this team, we don't win the game tonight. And Dame did score 41, and he had some great minutes in the second half, but it wasn't that efficient of a 41 points. So my game ball goes to Bobby Portis, if you're taking votes.
I wasn't going to, but I will, Q. Thanks for the call. Yeah. Okay, we'll take votes on it. Fine. You can give an MVP vote if you want. So he votes for Bobby Portis over Dame Lillard for MVP tonight. Dial it up, 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. And save this phone number into your phone now going forward. You're going to need it. You're going to need it, I promise you. I mean, we're on after every game now the rest of the season. 414-677-1250. And also tweet us at 1250 AM. The fan will read some tweets as well, and got some tweets that I'm seeing coming in. And again, I appreciate the love. Daryl says, and Sparky Radio is back tonight. Man, perfect time for the OG postgame show to return. My buddy John says, good to hear your screeching voice back on at 1250 AM, the fan. So appreciate the love. Glad to be back on the air. I can't wait and see how far this team goes. And maybe it can be another championship-style run here for the Milwaukee Bucks. Tony in Texas, you're next on the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show on 1250 AM, the fan. What's going on, Tony?
Well, first of all, it's an honor to be speaking to the legend Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on the greatest Milwaukee Bucks postgame show there ever has been. And you are bumping your friend Bart Winkler to do it. I love it, Sparky. What a win. Hell of a win. Doc Rivers is making a difference. And Q, he's actually right. I got to give the MVP today to Bobby.
My goodness. Really?
I got to do it, man. He's bringing the energy. He's bringing the juice. I love Bobby. Hey, I love Lillard when he's going, but Bobby's he's just a difference dude. He's a difference maker out there when he's on rebounding and in the energy between Crowder, between him and Pat Bev. They got these dudes that are grinding and making plays. They got the offensive playmakers. I see like the Bucks top five against the Celtics top five is nearly identical. And Sparky, before you let me go, I got to ask you. Game 7, last 5 minutes, you're going against Boston for the series. Who you got in the court, Spark? Last 5 minutes, 5 guys. Who do you got?
Well, I guess I'll go with Dame Lillard, obviously. Chris Middleton, because he's going to be healthy. Giannis, Brooke Lopez. And then there's the deciding factor of who's that fifth guy, right? Because
yeah.
Malik Beasley is a shooter, but Malik Beasley isn't a great defender. You didn't really go get yourself a great wing defender. Pat Bev is the next best guy. So probably Patrick Beverley, as it hurts me to say, because I'm not a Pat Bev guy, but he's been a nice addition to this Bucks team. I guess it would be Pat Bev.
Yeah, I think Pat Bev. I get a little concerned about Brooke in some of these matchups too, but...
Yeah, but Brooke against Porzingis is fine. He'll be fine against Porzingis.
I hope so. But this is kind of like the Packers season. Kind of the Packers season was kind of dead. Turned it around. And you know, that's what the Bucks are doing right now. So it's been great, man. Can't wait. It's going to be a great playoffs.
I'm looking forward to it myself. You said Bobby's your vote for MVP?
I got Bobby. I'm going to the queue.
All right, sounds good. Take care. Have a good night. There he is, Tony in Texas, listening on the Odyssey app, just like you can. You can stream it right there on the Odyssey app. I even put a little Listen Live link right there as well when I tweet out from the 1250 AM The Fan account. If you're not following that, you should be following at 1250 AM The Fan. That's where, you know, I tweet a lot of the podcasts out that we do. Curd and Long, Ryan Horvath and myself do that 3 times a week. Green and Growing, Nathan Marzian, who'll join us coming up here in a little bit. My co-host from Green and Growing, he'll come up and we'll talk about the game tonight as well. Spare Time Bowling Show podcast. If you're a PBA fan, we still do that once a week. Recording that next one on Wednesday with Phil Brilo and Dwight Albrecht. So again, follow 1250 AM The Fan. Find out all the cool stuff going to be happening at 1250 kind of going forward and into the future. Next up, Anthony in Muskego. You are next on 1250 AM The Fan. Anthony, Bucks get another win, undefeated since the All-Star break. What's up?
belt to ass. Sparky, back on the radio after a Bucks win. Bucks on a roll. It feels good, my friend.
It's awesome.
Hey, it's amazing the difference in this team post All-Star break and really since Doc came. I know Q was trying to say they're giving credit, saying they're resilient. No, you can't give that to the I'm not even going to mention Griff at this point. No, they would have lost this game with Griff. Game ball goes to Bobby Portis. I mean, I was one of the people that thought Bobby probably needed to get traded coming up to this deadline. And, you know, performance like this is exactly what we need out of Bobby. But I got to say this about Q also. He's saying Giannis is missing games. Giannis has played over 60 games in every single season his entire career. I'm not buying that narrative at all. But Bobby came up in a big way. Pat Bev, the energy is palpable. With that guy on the team, and him and Bobby make for a hell of a bench mob, that's for sure.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. The question, though, is at the end of the day, Anthony, is this bench going to be good enough to win in the playoffs to get them to a championship? Because I think there's still a question of whether or not they have enough consistent scoring off the bench outside of Bobby Portis. And even in the playoffs, Bobby Portis may not be the most consistent scorer.
I'd agree with that. But, you know, speaking of the bench, I mean, come playoff time, I think, you know, the rotation is going to tighten up. So you're not going to go 10 deep in the playoffs. But from here to the end of the season, you know, I want to see A.J. Green continue to get minutes. That guy, he's got a flamethrower, and he's a spark. He's a solid defender. He's tough. John Horst found kind of a gem of a nice little role player with AJ Green. I love him getting the minutes, and I hope he stays in the rotation until the playoffs when we shorten it up.
That's another thing. Thanks for the call. Is talking about AJ Green. Now, when Doc Rivers got this job, he said something in that initial press conference that for the most part hasn't really played out the way Doc Rivers said it was going to play out. I'll tell you what that is coming up next. Bucks get the win tonight. A big win as they maintain their undefeated streak since the All-Star break. 113-106 over the Clippers and just rolling along are the Milwaukee Bucks and feeling nice about themselves. 20 games over 500 as they go to 41-21. Lillard leads the way with 41 points, even though as of right now, people don't think he's the MVP of the game. People think it's Bobby Portis with 28 points and 16 rebounds on 12 of 18 shooting. Back after this on the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show here on 1250 AM, The Fan. Dial it up right now, 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. Got room for it if you want to hop aboard. You can also tweet us at 1250 AM, The Fan. And the Milwaukee Bucks come up with a victory tonight, 113-106 over the LA Clippers. A lot of cool stuff happened tonight, I would say, for the Milwaukee Bucks, including Dame Lillard really having a night, I guess you could say. 41 points, 12 of 22 from the floor, 4 of 9 from 3, 4 boards, 4 assists. Bobby Portis, 28 points and 16 rebounds, 12 of 18 from the floor, 2 of 4 from 3. Nathan Marzian is going to join us coming up here in about 10 minutes. Of course, you know Nathan Marzian if you're on social media. Big Marquette dude, huge Bucks fan, a huge Giannis fan, all that stuff. My co-host on the Green and Growing podcast. So he'll join us coming up in about 10 minutes. I wanted to talk a little bit about something Doc Rivers said at that introductory press conference. Doc Rivers was asked about the younger guys on this team, and it was specifically kind of talking about Andre Jackson Jr. and Marjan Beauchamp. And he said that one of those guys, one of the young guys, is going to have a role on this team, you know, down the stretch here and for the playoffs, for this team to do what they want to do. Well, that hasn't worked out. AJ Green gets a little bit of run, played decent against the Bulls, so he gets a little bit more run tonight. But he's been the only one. Andre Jackson, Marjan Beauchamp get nothing. Not a lick of run. The Bucks and Clippers are the two oldest teams in the NBA. John Horst, the Bucks general manager, all offseason talked about wanting to get younger. And I didn't disagree. Because last year in the playoffs, they looked old and they looked slow. And we can talk about Giannis being hurt. We can talk about Budenholzer and mistakes he may have made. And we could talk about, you know, Jay Crowder looking like he wasn't right. They have all those conversations. But at the end of the day, they just didn't look very quick on their feet or anything of the sort. And I'm not saying they look a whole bunch quicker now, because even Doc Rivers himself says, you know, we're not the most fleet of foot. You know, we have to kind of compensate for that. So all of this talk about, oh, yeah, it's going to be great. We're going to get younger and everything's going to be better. But at the end of the day, when you really come down to it, it still comes down to, you know, young guys need to make plays when they have to, but it also comes down to veterans as well.
Burke gets the block. Oh, things have shifted. The Bucks on an 8-0 run. They trail by as many as 15 at one point. Dame gets it right back inside 4 minutes. A.J. Green, it's a deep one. It's a deep one! A.J. automatic!
Is that A.J. Green or is that Steve Kerr? Is that Dame or is that Jordan out there?
Look at Steve Novak. Steve Novak bringing up Curry and Jordan. Oh, my goodness gracious. But yeah, so that's a big shot by A.J. Green set up by the block, by the vet, the big dude, Brook Lopez, underneath. Something else that wasn't occurring necessarily under Adrian Griffin. Brook Lopez wasn't the blocking machine that he's now starting to become again under Doc Rivers. Another positive at the end of the day. Let's go to Jacob on the South Side. You're next on the Pottawatomie Sportsbook Pro Hoops post-game show here on 1250 AM The Fan. What's going on, Jacob?
Oh, Spark Daddy. Things just feel right today, my friend.
They do.
We got the Bucks with the most fun win of the season, the huge comeback. I'm going to call this the Bobby Portis middle finger game to everybody that wanted him traded. Stay on that side. Don't try to act like you're his fan now. And I'm just, it feels great, man. Starting to feel like a championship run again. I mean, we got the post-game show on 1250 The Fan with Sparky. Whoever's listening at that station, this is what we want. This is what we need. And I hope there's more of this to come. That's all I got for you tonight, Spark Daddy. Feels good to hear from you, bud.
Hey, man, no doubt about it. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. And, you know, it does feel right, right? I mean, it's been a while since I've cracked this microphone and was able to talk on radio. So it is fun to be back here talking with you. You know, podcasts are cool. I love doing my podcast with Marzian and Horvath and those guys. But it's not the same thing, man. You don't get as much of the interaction necessarily as you do when you're on the radio. And I love this part of it. I love coming on after a post-game show and having the banter back and forth with you all. That's what makes this thing go. And it's something I've always believed in, I've always said. And people in this market may disagree with me, and I'm okay with that. People across the country may disagree with me, and I'm okay with that too. But it's called a talk show. And in my mind, I want to talk with you. More callers, the better the show is going to be. That's my mantra. That's what I believe, right? You sprinkle in some interviews here and there if you're doing a daytime show, and a bunch of people calling in and expressing their opinions back and forth with the host. There might be some yelling and screaming. There might be some laughing and having some fun and some joking around. But that's what I want. That, to me, that's what makes a great show. Listen to some dude or a couple of dudes talk to themselves for 3 or 4 hours, to me, is not a good show. I don't like listening to that. I want to hear the caller interaction. So if I'm scrolling the dial and I'm looking for something, that's what I'm looking for. And if I don't hear it, I'm out. See you. But I'm sure other people, I know I've talked to a couple of people along the way that don't like listening to the listeners calling into the show. They'd rather just hear the host. Well, I'm the opposite. I'm not that. I'd rather talk to you. And that's why I like giving out the phone numbers a bunch so you guys can call in. 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. Let's head out to Shorewood. You're next here on 1250 AM The Fan. What's up, dude?
Hey, what's up, Sparky? Whoa. Great way to welcome you back on the airwaves here. Hell of a win tonight. I love the way they gutted it out. You're already down Middleton. Without Giannis, you're playing one of the best teams in the league. And they're rolling right now in the Clippers. And to really just take it to them in that second half, pull away. Lillard, probably his best game overall, was just lights out. Portis, I think, was the most clutch player in the fourth quarter. Patrick Beverley, I love that pickup. A lot of people might not like him unless he's on your team. He's brought that nastiness, that grit. And the Bucks really playing outside of Boston, probably the best basketball in the league since the break. After that terrible start when Doc took over, they're just really humming along now, both ends of the court. And I just love the way this team's mentality is really rounding into form. And this was a huge step, even without Giannis. And I hope that Achilles, that could be a tricky injury. I hope it's nothing serious. But for these guys right now to know they can win so undermanned, I think is huge for their confidence. And to play, especially against an elite team. And I don't know what the Giannis status is going to be, but they're showing right now they're digging deep and they can play as well as anybody. And I think they're going to lock up the two seeds. Obviously, you're not going to catch Boston. But if the Bucks play like they can fully, man, they can beat anybody, including Boston. That's how confident I am in this team. So hell of a win tonight to really spark them going. And Dame Lillard really has shown now he's really turned it up a notch here. And this is what we want to see and why they brought him here to Milwaukee. Great win tonight, and I hope to look forward to them continue to roll as the playoffs near. Thanks for the time, man.
No doubt. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Let's talk about this whole thing with Lillard, because it's kind of went unspoken tonight so far on the postgame show. If that was Drew Holiday with this group, they get killed. They get absolutely drilled. I don't care how good he is defensively. They're going to get drilled. If this is a playoff game and that's Drew Holiday instead of Dame Lillard, they're going to get drilled. I know there are some of you that think, oh boy, how much better would they have been defensively with Drew Holiday instead of Dame Lillard? Maybe they shouldn't have done that trade. Nonsense. Absolute, complete nonsense. You made that deal for games like tonight that you saw from Dame Lillard. That's why you made that deal. If Giannis gets into foul trouble in the playoffs, and if something's wrong with Middleton, let's say, and it's just a one-game thing, you can still win because you got Damian Lillard. Now, you have a chance to overcome stuff like that. Last year, Giannis gets hurt for a game, two games, whatever it was, couple and a half, two and a half games, whatever it was. Toodles. Dunzo. All done. Now, you still have a chance with Damian Lillard. And I realize there was frustration and angst about how he was playing. And he wasn't playing up to the Damian Lillard standard. No doubt. But you didn't need him to play to the Damian Lillard standard, to be quite honest with you, until the playoffs. Now, if we get to the playoffs and Damian Lillard sucks, okay, we can have a conversation again about, well, maybe that was a mistake. Me personally, even if the dude doesn't play well, what John Horst did and the Bucks did was the right move. They tried to give Giannis another superstar, another great player. And they fleeced everybody involved in order to get it done, as far as I'm concerned, my opinion. Right? That was a great deal by the Horst and the Bucks. Even if it doesn't work out. Even if they don't win a title in the next 2 or 3 years, I do that deal every day of the week. Because it was the right thing to do. Drew Holiday, good dude. Really good defensive player. Wasn't the most consistent offensive player. Look at him win the Celtics. Nothing's changed. Great defensive player. Great leader. Great guy off the floor. Great family. Great in the city and the neighborhoods and all that other stuff and charity work. Awesome. Love it. Nothing against him. You won a championship with him. But that was an upgrade that you could make, you should make, and they did make. So again, even if he's not maybe that good in the postseason, if that happens, I don't think it will. But if it does, it's still not end of the world. All right, take a quick timeout. Come back. I want to talk to Nathan Marzian from our Green and Growing podcast. And I'll do that. But then after we do that, there's a tweet from Eric Name that I quote tweeted earlier during the post game show, or during the game, I should say. And I quote tweeted and I said, we're going to talk about this tweet on post game after the game's over. And I saved it to make sure I had the tweet, and we're going to get into that after we talk to Nathan Marzian, who joins us next here on the Pottawatomie Sportsbook Pro Hoops post game show on 1250 AM. The Fan, the Milwaukee Bucks continue their undefeated streak since the All Star break, winning 113-106. Bucks get the win tonight, 113 to 106 over the LA Clippers. Welcome in. Thanks for joining us. Coming up momentarily, Nathan Marzian, my co-host on the Green and Growing postgame show, which you can, or I should say podcast, that you can hear on your Odyssey app, or if you download your favorite podcast app. You can also check it out on the Odyssey Sports YouTube page. We record a couple of times a week, so make sure to give that a listen. Before we do that, time for Drive of the Game, a 113-106 win for the Bucks. Dame Lillard, 41 points on the night, including this play right here.
Two-possession game. Dame off the screen. In the paint. Oh, count it. Body bucket and one. Here comes Dame.
Back and forth, back and forth. You just got to love it. Dame is leading the way for this team. He's answering every time they hit a big shot. He's got to like that look in his eye. His face doesn't change very much. He's got that calm always in his eye, but look at the intensity. He's pumped up. He's feeling good, and he should be. He's leading this team. I like it.
I like it, too. Lisa Byington, Steve Novak on the call on WMLW, where the game was tonight. Truly enjoyed watching it there. And again, easily drive of the game for me was that one. It had to involve Dame Lillard in some way, shape, or form. So that was the highlight we ended up picking for that one. Joining us now, he is Nathan Marzian. Follow him on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it nowadays, at Nathan Marzian, co-host of the Green and Growing podcast. What's going on, Nathan? How are you doing, buddy?
What is up, Sparky, man?
It's nice to be back on the radio versus just doing a podcast, Nathan. Your thoughts on what you saw tonight from the Bucks without Giannis?
I mean, how can you not love that, you know, fourth quarter, what you saw from Dame overall? Just he kept him in it, and then to see some guys step up in the fourth, and it felt like a game kind of throughout that it was like, okay, they just don't have enough offensive firepower. They don't have, they're not going to be able to get over the hump. And man, they, you know, you saw Bobby come through down the stretch. AJ Green hit some big threes and just made enough plays to go win that game. And I like that Doc went to the zone at the, you know, the final 5-7 minutes of the game, and kind of just forced the Clippers into some threes. Again, how can you not love, you know, that effort without Giannis against one of the best teams in the league? And, you know, to see Dame look that good and, you know, as a number one option again and kind of looking like Portland Dame again. It's just great to see. I mean, it's just such an encouraging last 5-6 games out of the All-Star break for us. So very exciting to see. They have turned it around even faster than, you know, I could imagine they would. You know, we were saying be patient. We were saying that, you know, that they can get this thing turned around, but I didn't expect it to be instantly out of the All-Star break. But, man, I mean, it's looking great right now.
Let's talk a little bit about this defense that we've seen from the Milwaukee Bucks as of late. Brook Lopez, I mentioned earlier, obviously being more of that rim protector than he was previously or earlier this year. But also talking about Pat Beverly and what he brings to you. And it was brought up earlier in the show, I believe it was Tony in Texas, who said, okay, you know, 5 minutes left to go or so in the game. It's game seven. It's you and the Celtics. Who are your five guys on the floor? Obvious four, right? Middleton, Giannis, Lillard, Brooke Lopez. My fifth was Pat Beverly simply because of defense and for no other reason. Would Pat Beverly be your fifth as well?
Yeah, probably. I mean, and there might be some instances where, you know, again, you might have to take Brooke out of a closing lineup every now and then in some matchups and, you know, you fill that spot with then Jay Crowder or whoever, you know, in that fifth spot to go along with Pat Beverly and you know, go for some more defense. But, you know, yeah, I think definitely on the surface level, that would be my starting five or my closing five. And I mean, tonight was just exactly what you traded to get like that. This is exactly why you traded for him, was to be a guy that has makes his presence felt on the defensive end, hits some timely threes, but like is just able to pressure up on some, you know, opposing stars. You know, he was defending all three of those guys on the Clippers pretty well, and just make your presence felt, be a pest, and be kind of like a guard version of PJ Tucker, what he was for our 2021 team. So, I mean, again, to see him having the impact that he's having is just, again, such a great thing to see, and another option to have as, you know, like you were talking about, just to have as a closing guy, or even, you know, possibly at some point a starting guy, but I don't think they're going to mess with that starting lineup too much because of how good it's been. But, yeah, I mean, this is exactly why you traded for him, and it was just great to see him, you know, making some plays at the end there.
Nathan Marzion, my guy, is not a huge Bobby Portis guy necessarily at the end of the day, because he doesn't think Bobby Portis really comes through enough in the postseason, and he was all about trading Bobby Portis at the trade deadline. Bobby Portis obviously comes up with a huge game tonight for the Milwaukee Bucks as they win 113-106, 28 points, 16 boards, 12 of 18 from the field. I know it's only a regular season game, but where are you currently on Bobby Portis as we come down the home stretch here? Did I lose you?
Oh, I can hear you now.
Yes. Where are you now with Bobby Portis, even though you weren't the biggest Bobby Portis guy during the regular season?
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry. My audio cut off a little bit. But, I mean, obviously you've got to love what you've seen from him basically since, you know, the All-Star break, since the trade deadline. And, I mean, if he looks like this come playoff time down the stretch, you know, I'll gladly say I was wrong on him. And if he's having this type of impact, he's been much more consistent on both ends. I feel like his defense hasn't been nearly as bad as, you know, it was for the first part of the season. And so, yeah, if he can continue to play like this, I mean, I will, again, gladly say I was wrong and gladly apologize about the Bobby slander that I've, you know, had on Twitter and had, you know, saying that I thought he should have been traded and everything, because I did not see him being able to do this consistently. Now, again, I still want to see it in the playoffs. I still, you know, that's what it's always been about for me, has been just how impactful he can be come playoff time. But based on what we're seeing right now against some pretty good teams, like, he's looked pretty good and he's looked impactful. So hopefully he can keep it up and, you know, make me and a lot of other people, you know, look wrong about him, because it's going to help this team a ton if he's able to be this good.
Let's talk a little bit about this West Coast trip coming up. Nathan Marzion, co-host of the Green and Growing podcast. Do you think it would be wise to bring Giannis on this West Coast trip? Because I don't see any reason. I saw the pregame footage. He clearly is in pain. Clearly the Achilles flared up at that point, his Achilles tendonitis or whatever he's been battling. I'd rather just leave him at home for the four-game trip. Let him rest that Achilles, you know, get some massage work in, whatever they have to do to get that Achilles right. And not rush him back because, you know, they're playing Durant on Sunday or something, and he wants to be in that game. I say just leave him at home. What are your thoughts?
I mean, of course, it's largely based on just how he's feeling. And if he's like, if it's really something that, okay, it was sore and he tweaked it a little bit in warmups, but it is feeling a lot better the next day and it's just not a long-term, you know, issue, okay, I don't mind him, you know, possibly coming back right away. I trust that they're going to handle it. You know, they're going to be very cautious. They know, obviously, the bigger picture. They've been this way with Chris, where they're just not rushing him back. They're going to play the long game. So I trust that whatever they do, if they do bring him back, if he plays the next game, okay, I'd have to assume that, you know, he's completely fine. It was just a total, you know, just a little tweak that happened in warmups that he was not comfortable playing tonight, but he obviously at that point you'd think that he's feeling better. So I'm going to kind of trust their judgment on that, and that they kind of know what they're doing and he knows how he's feeling. So I would expect he probably misses a few games or I mean, at least a couple. But you know, we'll see. I mean, I wouldn't not take him on the trip, because I would think, you know, I just want to have that option open. If there's a chance of him returning, that he can play either, you know, the Friday game against the Lakers or the Sunday Clippers game or next Tuesday against the Kings, you know, any of those games, I think he'd be, you know, just to have him is obviously very useful. So not having to have all of that pressure on Dame's shoulders. So, yeah.
The other guy that obviously we have to talk about is Chris Middleton, who's been out forever, it feels like. Saw a clip on ESPN earlier tonight before the game, and the reporter that was at the game, and again, I still remember his name, said that there's still swelling in that ankle, he heard, regarding Chris Middleton. That's another guy. I wouldn't send him on the trip either. I'd leave him home as well. Your thoughts on Middleton?
I think, yeah, I can see why. Like, I think that they wanted to bring him back. I think he was very close to coming back, but the swelling hasn't gone down. And as a result, it's kind of led them to just prolong how long he's been out, because it sounded for a while like Doc was pretty confident he was going to be playing. You know, this was kind of the game that I think was the target return for him was tonight, because they were kind of like, okay, we're not going to bring him back for the back-to-back on the Thursday-Friday last week. But he said, he was like, largely that's because we think he's so close to returning that we don't want to, you know, we just want to wait it these last two games out. And then all of a sudden it was like, no, he's not playing Monday. So maybe they're just waiting for that swelling to go down a little bit. I think, as Doc has said several times, I think if, you know, the playoffs were right now, he'd absolutely be playing, and I think he'd be fine. But they just, once again, it's just something that they're going to be super cautious about. They're not going to rush these guys back and play them in games that, you know, they don't need right now. Obviously, it's nice to win all these games. It's nice to get these guys back as soon as you're totally comfortable with it, but it's not worth rushing back even one game earlier than you're comfortable doing it, you know, when you know what's at stake and you know the risk reward. So, you know, again, I think him, assuming he's pretty close to returning, I think him and Giannis, like, I'm taking them on the trip and, you know, kind of, again, still taking it day by day, seeing if they can get back for any of those games, but still being cautious with it. If they're not able to go, then, you know, that's fine. We can live with that right now, and just hope they can get better for the playoff stretch.
There he is, Nathan Marzion. Follow him on Twitter at Nathan Marzion. Check out the Green Growing Podcast. We'll record again coming up tomorrow night. Download it on your Odyssey app, or if you download your favorite podcast ad. You can also check us out on the Odyssey Sports YouTube page as well. Nathan, thanks so much for coming on.
And then one question for you really quick. Which spot of Milwaukee are you going to be in for the championship parade?
In the studio here doing a post-game show, possibly. Or maybe I'll be out at one of the bars down in the Deer District. I'm not quite sure where I'll be doing the show.
All right. I'll see you at the bars probably then.
You won't be on the air if you're drinking.
Hey, I'll fire off some good takes after a championship, after having a couple of drinks in me.
Yeah, there he is. Nathan Marzi joining us here on the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops post-game show on 1250 AM The Fan. After the Bucks get the victory 113-106, anybody that has worked with me in my career knows I do not allow people to be drinking alcohol while we are doing radio shows. It would irritate some people that have worked with me in the past, but I just don't believe in that. And I know there are some radio stations that don't care about people drinking beer or whatever on there while they're doing a show. I just, myself, completely against it. Okay, so I want to talk about that tweet from Eric Name from The Athletic. And Eric Name's my guy, right? Eric Name used to be an intern here at 1250 back in the day. And I think he was the original avatar who was it? Leroy? Did Leroy Butler name him Avatar? Or was it Gary Ellerson? I don't know. One of them named him Avatar from back in the day. And now, obviously, you know, one of the best beat writers in the country is Eric Name. We are really, really blessed in Milwaukee to have two really, really good beat writers in Jim Ozarski and Eric Name. Jim Ozarski, obviously, from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Eric Name from The Athletic. They both do a great job. We're blessed to have, you know, a lot of good podcasts in the area talking Bucks basketball as well. And there's a lot of passionate guys that talk about the Bucks. And the people that are doing podcasts now, you know, are the same people that were back on message boards back in the day and talking amongst everybody and doing that type of stuff. And now everybody's kind of doing their own thing. And it's cool, man. It really is cool to see how Bucks Nation has kind of grown up over the course of time. And a lot of good product out there for Bucks fans to go check out. And my goal is doing this post-game show is, you know, from time to time throughout the course of a week, I don't know if I'll do it every show, but from time to time, have somebody on from different podcasts and help to promote their podcasts as we go here and kind of spread the love. You know, we got a radio show back, so let's spread the love of all these different podcasts that Bucks fans are doing in the area as well. So anyways, coming up next, we'll talk about that tweet from Eric Name of The Athletic. What the tweet said, and my reaction to the tweet, that's up next here on 1250 AM, The Fan. The Bucks get the win tonight, 113-106 over the LA Clippers. Bucks now 41-21 on the season. Clippers fall to 39-21, leading the way for the Milwaukee Bucks tonight. Damian Lillard, 41 points on 12-22 shooting, 4-9 from 3, 4 boards, 4 assists. Bobby Portis, 28-16. We have named an MVP coming up here in just a little bit. But first, defensive play of the game. And I know you've heard this highlight before, but this is it.
Burke gets the block. Oh, things have shifted. The Bucks on an 8-0 run. They trail by as many as 15 at one point. Dame gets it right back inside 4 minutes. A.J. Green, it's a deep one. It's a deep one! A.J. automatic!
Is that A.J. Green or is that Steve Kerr? Was that Dame or is that Jordan out there?
That highlight courtesy of WMLW, your over-the-air broadcast. They're really happy they're doing that this year. And that is your defensive play of the game. Big block by Brook Lopez leads to a big shot by A.J. Green. And the Bucks again win 113-106. I want to discuss this tweet. So our guy, Eric Name, over there at The Athletic, put out an innocent tweet. Right, there's nothing meant by this. It was not malicious. I'm sure when he probably saw me quote tweeted and say something along the lines of "I want to do this on the post game show," he was probably like, "What for? What is the big deal about this tweet?" The tweet was this. This is during the game. The margin for error is tiny without Giannis and Chris Middleton, so every miss feels extra deflating for the Bucks tonight. Now I quote tweeted and said I was going to talk about it. This is why. Because I've realized something here in the last 2-3 hours. We are acting, I shouldn't say we, but there are people acting like Chris Middleton is no longer on this basketball team. Whether it be during broadcasts, whether it be people on social media, fans, that a lot of you are to blame on this one. Whether it be media, on social media, a lot of, hey, the Bucks don't have Giannis tonight, but they're able to overcome, blah, 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 blah. Okay, you're right, they don't have Giannis, but they also don't have another all-star also not out there playing. I know he wasn't an all-star this year, but still a former all-star, and Chris Middleton also not out there playing. The whole narrative of the entire evening was trying to overcome Giannis. Yes, I get it. Superstar, face of the league, all that stuff. Understood. But to not even mention that Chris Middleton also wasn't playing, to me, feels like a slap in the face to Chris Middleton. Just acting like, Middleton's not playing. That's not that big of a deal. I mean, there's really no need to mention him. I mean, we're acting like Beauchamp was hurt or Andre Jackson Jr. was hurt. Right? Giannis and Andre Jackson Jr. are hurt, and you just talk about Giannis. Okay, fine. That I kind of get, because Andre Jackson doesn't play all that much. He's on the bench. Not sure Doc even knows his name. So, fine. Cool. Whatever. But this dude here, Chris Middleton, is legitimate, people. This, in my opinion, I don't think this game maybe would be as close as it was, and maybe the Bucks would have had a lead sooner in this game and more often in this game had you had a healthy Chris Middleton in this game. And Chris Middleton is going to be a key cog in how far this team goes when they get to the playoffs. And if you think otherwise, you're kidding yourself. They need his scoring. Plain and simple. Have to have it. They have to have his, whatever he gives you. Let's say he gives you, 17 a game in the playoffs. We'll take it every day of the week. Because as we mentioned earlier, you don't have consistent scoring right now off of the bench. So with Middleton out there playing, that's going to give you 17, 15, 17 points a night. Jay Crowder's not doing that. No chance. Jay Crowder will now have his opportunity to go back to the bench. Now, the other thing that I've seen brought up is, Chris Middleton should just come off the bench when he comes back. because they don't have a lot of bench scoring. Now, the reason that's not going to happen is because it's Chris Middleton, and he's been here forever, and he was a starter when they won a championship, and they're paying him a lot of money, and they're not going to put him on the bench. That's the main reason why it's not going to happen, in my opinion. I got to quit saying in my opinion. You know that's my opinion, duh. I just said duh on the radio, too. See how long I've been off of the radio? I'm saying words like duh on the radio now. Realistically, would I be really, really opposed to Chris Middleton coming off of the bench? No. I wouldn't be. I would listen to it. I'd be willing to see what it looks like. I do not want to try this in the playoffs. If you're going to try this, then you need to try this before the end of the regular season. And you better have his blessing. And you better have Giannis's blessing and Lillard's blessing, and everybody better be on board with this change, because it is a major change to a role of a player that has had pretty good success in this league for a good chunk of his career now. And if you're going to tell him you're going to come off the bench and it's going to make us better, are you in? And if Chris goes, I'm a starter. No, I'm not. That's the end of the idea. Chris Middleton, you start. That's the end of it. Crowder, you go to the bench and here we go. I'm not against the idea necessarily. I just don't think realistically it will be brought up. And I don't think realistically they will even consider it because of who he is and what he's done with this organization. But to act like he's not a part of the roster and he's not a part of the organization when you start talking about, well, they're playing without Giannis tonight and Chris Middleton. So the reason I wanted to read the tweet was Eric Nabe was like the only guy who I saw bring up the fact that, oh, and they also don't have Chris Middleton tonight besides just Giannis. I know he's a lightning rod, Middleton. I get it. Man's done, by the way. He's done nothing to be the lightning rod from the aspect of saying anything remotely close to being out of line to be the lightning rod he's been for the majority of the time he's here. The reason why most of you and me were so irritated by Middleton had nothing to do with him, but had to do with how much money they paid him to keep him and whether or not it was worth the money they were paying him and whether or not he was good enough to get the money that he was making. Well, they won a championship with it. Good enough for me. 2 years ago, they didn't win because Middleton wasn't playing. Last year, they didn't win because Giannis wasn't playing. Now you went and got Damian Lillard to overcome if either one of those two guys can't play going forward. And if they're all playing, the hope is defensively, you're good enough. And right now, they're playing some pretty damn good defense. And offensively, you're even better with Lillard over Drew Holiday. And that should put you in a position to win a championship. And I understand that Boston is the clear-cut favorite in the East right now. And you know what? They deserve it. They have had an unbelievably good regular season. They're playing well. And they deserve all the love and the props they get. Postseason's different, though. Now, to be realistic about this, it's still Doc Rivers, folks. Mike Budenholzer was under fire because he couldn't coach his way out of a wet paper bag in the playoffs. And that year in the Nets series, if we remember, the folks on TNT were killing him. I was killing him on the big show. So everybody was killing Mike Budenholzer. They won the series. They won a championship. And he got to keep his job. Okay. They overcame having Bud. Doc Rivers hasn't won a championship in quite some time. But he's been in many playoff series where he's been way up. So as well as they've played, you still have to remember who your coach is when you come to the playoffs. And he might just be another version of Mike Budenholzer, because that's kind of what it appears to be. Man gets up 3-1 and still blows series. And you can say, well, he's just a coach, Sparky. Maybe. But he's had different rosters, different teams, different scenarios, playing different opponents. He is the key cog every time something crazy like this tends to happen. He's the guy in that situation coaching that team. And that is what you do not want to have to deal with. You just do not want to have to deal with that in the playoffs, getting crushed by something like that. So we'll see how this whole thing plays out. But Chris Middleton needs a little bit more love. That's all I'm going to say. He just needs a little bit more love. If you give him a little bit more love, I'll be a lot better off about this whole thing. I won't be nearly as anxious to want to go after everybody about it. Another thing that happened tonight inside the organization, I guess you could say, because the Wisconsin Herd, part of the Bucks organization, the Herd traded the returning player rights to Lindell Wigginton and a first-round pick in the 24 NBA G League draft via Grand Rapids in exchange for Aleem Fort and the Chargers' 2024 second-round pick from the Cleveland Charge. I'm sure a majority of you say, who cares? And to a degree, I agree with you. Who cares, right? Why is it a big deal? A majority of us don't watch the Herd. A majority of us don't go to Herd games. So it really doesn't matter. The only reason I bring it up is because I feel like he's been in this organization for a while now. You know, he get a cup of coffee, come up here for a game or two, and then go back down. And then he come up for a cup of coffee, get a game or two, and then he go back down. So it's just a guy that's kind of become synonymous with the G League and the Bucks, you know, over the last couple of years, and now is obviously traded and no longer part of the organization. And if you're a big Herd fan or a season ticket holder or whatever the case may be, I would assume that that's something of a big deal for you as well. So want to get you updated on that too. Bucks get the win tonight, 113-106. Next up for the Milwaukee Bucks is the Golden State Warriors. And we'll see how this whole thing plays out and who actually is going to play in this game. I can't imagine Giannis plays, and I can't imagine Middleton plays. That's Wednesday night. Tip time for that game is 9 o'clock as soon as the final buzzer goes off, probably around, 11:20, 11:30 or so. And we'll be right back on the air. I'll be right back here in the host chair taking your calls after the game. Again, put the phone number in your phone if you don't have it. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. You can also, by the way, also make sure to tweet us at 1250 AM, the fan as well. And that's another way to kind of do it. We have to name an MVP for today's basketball game. And the votes were for Bobby Portis. I listened to my people. If y'all want to vote Bobby Portis as MVP, we'll vote Bobby Portis as MVP over Damian Lillard. Bobby Portis tonight, 30 minutes, 12 of 18 from the floor, 2 of 4 from 3, 16 boards, 28 points, a couple of assists on the night for Bobby Portis, again, as the Bucks win 113-106. And I want to quickly look ahead here. Got about a minute or so left to the rest of this road trip for the Bucks. Four-game West Coast trip. History says the Bucks struggle on the West Coast, or at least they have over the course of time within the side of this organization. So it's Golden State coming up on Wednesday. Then on Friday, they're at the Lakers, another 9 o'clock tip on that one. LeBron, Anthony Davis, fun stuff. And then Sunday, a 2 o'clock tip against the Clippers, 2 in the afternoon, so you get the same team back. And then I think I said earlier they're playing the Suns, but it's actually the Clippers. And then you come back on Tuesday night next week at Sacramento for a 9 o'clock tip. And then another day off. And Thursday night back home against the 76ers. So that's kind of what the schedule looks like going forward for the Milwaukee Bucks. But that'll do it for the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops post-game show here on 1250 AM The Fan. Show number one, even though it is March 4th, we're with you now the rest of the way through the playoffs here on 1250 AM The Fan. We'll talk again coming up on Wednesday night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.